This weekend marked the 70th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Nagasaki in Japan. It was the second and last atomic bomb ever used in warfare, and the plutonium at the center of the bomb came from the Hanford nuclear site in eastern Washington. Last night, residents near Hanford held a peace ceremony to remember that event.
Peace now, peace ever.
For children who have become victims of the wars.
That is the sound of a bell from the city of Nagasaki. KUOW's Anna King was at last night's ceremony, and she said residents are still proud of Hanford's role in ending the Second World War, but that's only part of what is a much more complicated mix of feelings about Hanford.
You know, we're still home to Richland High School's The Bombers. They have the atomic cloud as their mascot. We have some folks that just this year built a full-scale model of one of the bombs dropped on Japan and are touring it through parade routes on a trailer behind a truck. But there is also this feeling of sadness and respect for what happened and the gravity of what happened. And I spoke to several folks, one of which was Toyoko Takuda from Osaka, Japan, and she said this.
When the bomb blasted, all the victims are really children and women and elderly, because all the men are gone to the war. Seeing these people who really try to make a peace really helps me.
You know, other folks that are engineers just said this was an amazing scientific feat, and we can use science for good, we can use science for bad. In this case, it was a terrible tragedy on both sides, but they recognize how big of a scientific problem this was when they were trying to make the first plutonium for bombs here at Hanford. And so you can't forget the scientists and the engineers and the people who were soldiers here on American soil doing this work of creating this plutonium.
We're talking about Hanford's past and present, and let's come up to the present. Hanford produced plutonium until the end of the Cold War, but the site has been inactive for decades. What's left there today?
Yeah, perhaps the most troubling problem is 56 million gallons of radioactive sludge that's sitting in aging, leaking underground tanks. This is a tremendous problem. These are like old battleships. They're made of steel and concrete, and they're under the ground, and they're just getting very, very tired and very, very old. They were never designed to hold waste this long. The waste inside is a complex mixture of chemicals and radioactive constituents. And the problem is that some of them are leaking already, and they're creating these underground plumes of contamination with the groundwater that are, you know, headed toward the Columbia River. Now, it's not a problem this year. It's not a direct threat right now, but this waste is eventually on its way to the Columbia River, which is the lifeblood of the Northwest. And so if it's not stopped, if it's not taken out of these tanks, if it's not bound up somehow, this will be a problem that future generations will continue to have to deal with.
What's the government doing to clean up the Hanford site?
Right now, Hanford is trying to build more than a $12 billion waste facility to handle this waste. And it looks kind of like downtown Seattle. It's massive buildings just in the sand and the sage. And they're trying to put the waste into this factory and out of it create bound-up waste in telephone-sized glass poles that would be stored in a deep underground repository.
How much is the government spending on this cleanup effort?
Yeah, so the government spends, you know, more than $2 billion a year out here at Hanford trying to clean up the waste. But they have so many different waste sites to tackle that sometimes that money is spread pretty thin. For instance, they have this basin that is near the Columbia River. It's kind of like a massive concrete swimming pool, and it's full of sludge, and they need to clean that up. They haven't been able to clean that up yet. They're working on the problem. They've got these trenches filled with garbage, like lab coats and beakers and other garbage that's all contaminated with radioactive waste, and they're trying to clean up miles of that. They have also got this 56 million gallons of radioactive sludge underground, and so $2 billion can do a lot of work, but it also leaves some projects undone year to year.
How long is this cleanup going to take?
This cleanup is going to take decades. It'll be decades before we see real change on the site as far as binding up this radioactive waste underground in these tanks. It never really is going to be totally cleaned up. When we think of cleaning up, we think of sweeping up a kitchen floor and then it's in the waste bin and it's gone. This waste is never gone. It's always going to be here, but it's just going to be a little bit safer. And so the idea is to bind up that sludge into glass logs, to take sand and soil that's contaminated near the Columbia River and move it into the central site and put it in a lined dump. But it's always going to be here. The half-life on some of these constituents is hundreds of thousands of years.
So the site's legacy is hundreds and hundreds of years of waste. What else is the legacy of Hanford?
I guess I would just say, I mean, I think sometimes it gets so scary when I talk about this for people that I'd want to bring it just back a little bit to where, you know, huge, incredibly smart minds are working on this problem. And this isn't just a wasteland. There is beauty in this landscape. And that's why we need to protect it. And we need to protect the Columbia River, which is the commerce and recreation and trade lifeblood of the Northwest. And throughout the whole region, we need to understand this problem, not be scared of this problem, but, you know, work on fixing it together. I think it's not a problem that you can bury your head in the sand. You have to look at it. It's ugly. It's not nice always, but we have to fix it if we want our children to be safe.
That's KUOW's Anna King. This weekend marked the 70th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Nagasaki in Japan. Plutonium at the center of that bomb came from the Hanford nuclear site in eastern Washington. Today, that site is home to millions of gallons of radioactive waste.